It's Wednesday, August the 12th, and this is your morning briefing from The Economist. Coming up, Biden's running mate and Russia's COVID-19 vaccine. First, the world in brief. Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee for America's presidency, announced Kamala Harris as his running mate. The senator for California will be the first black woman on a major party's presidential ticket. An early contender for the Democratic nomination herself, she clashed with Mr. Biden in televised debates, but came to be seen as a safe, centrist choice. The party's progressive wing has been wary of her history as a prosecutor. Russia became the first country to grant regulatory approval to a vaccine against COVID-19. After less than 2 months of human trials, some experts question the speed of the process. President Vladimir Putin, whose daughter has already been inoculated, said the vaccine had passed all the necessary tests. Mass inoculation could start this month. After 102 days without local transmission in New Zealand, 4 members of a family in Auckland tested positive for COVID-19. The city is under lockdown again, and the country is back to social distancing. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said the scheduled dissolution of Parliament would be delayed for at least a few days. Elections are to be held September 19th. SoftBank reported a profit of nearly $12 billion for the quarter to the end of June, reversing the worst annual results in the Japanese tech investment firm's history, a net loss of $7.4 billion announced in May. Its Vision Fund made gains of $2.8 billion in the latest quarter. But much of the good news came from one-off sales of shares. Britain's Court of Appeal issued a ruling against police use of facial recognition software. The complainant argued that the South Wales police's scanning of his face while shopping and at a peaceful protest was an unlawful overreach with the technology. The ruling did not bar use of facial recognition, but will make police forces ensure greater safeguards. New figures suggested the worst is still to come for Britain's labour market. Although overall unemployment remained at 3.9%, this was because many workers have not formally sought jobs. Many furloughed employees have had their incomes supported by government intervention. Overall employment dropped by 220,000 quarter-on-quarter in the 3 months ending June, the most since 2009. And America's most-watched League of College sports teams postponed its American football season because of COVID-19. The 14 members of the Big Ten will attempt to play in the spring instead. Other conferences may follow suit. American college sport, a multi-billion dollar industry, is also reckoning with big questions over how to protest against racism and whether to pay its student athletes.